And you're tuned to The Blend here on WDIY FM Allentown. I'm Carlos Benjamin with a couple of members from the Ducks who stopped in to talk with us. I'd like to welcome Tanya Elizabeth and also Andy Stack to our studios here at WDIY. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is probably the first time that you've been, not the first time in Pennsylvania. I know you've been in this area before and played Music Fest, actually, a number of years ago. And the band played, but this is probably your first time at the Mauch-Junk Opera House tonight.
I think so. I think I might have actually performed here about a year ago with Rachel Yamagata, but I don't think the Ducks have been here.
Okay, yeah, she has been in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your performance is taking place tonight, and you guys have gone through a few different changes in the personnel of the band, and we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But
sure.
I wanted to play a tune for our listeners from your Migration CD, Migrations.
Mm-hmm.
And which one would we like to play off of this one?
I think we're going to play Old Cook Pot.
All right. Music from the Ducks right here on The Blend on WDIY FM Allentown. The Ducks right here on The Blend on WDIY. And that's from the Migration CD, Old Cook Pot. And to me, it kind of embodies what the group is about. And I'm talking with Tanya Elizabeth here in our studios and her husband Andy Stack, who's on tour with the group playing guitar. What do you think, Tanya? I mean, with the kind of music that you've done so many different things, and it's an amalgam of so many different styles of music, so the Old Cook Pot almost symbolizes that.
That is a good analogy. I never thought of it that way, but now that you say it, it makes perfect sense.
So you perform with a group playing fiddle, right?
I do.
And
yep.
Doing backup vocals, and you go back pretty far with a group that started you, the Ducks, D-U-H-K-S for our listeners, formed in 2002.
That's right.
So were you with the band then or just shortly after that?
I was a founding member. I moved from Victoria, B.C. on my birthday, December 21st. I believe I hopped in the car and had my birthday on the road, driving all the way to Winnipeg. It's about a 24-hour drive. And I joined the band and we started from there. Yeah, it's been a crazy adventure. We did 8 years hardcore on the road, and then I took a couple of years off, and now we're all back together. And yeah, sort of this new incarnation, a sort of a third Ducks incarnation.
So how did you actually connect with them? You said you drove 24 hours to play with them the very first time. So you, is that correct?
Yeah.
So how did you actually connect with each other before that?
Well, Leonard had a band called Scrooge McDuck. He's about 8 years older than me. And he was on tour on Vancouver Island and Salt Spring Island, where I was living at the time. And I was very keen, and I had learned their album from start to finish. And I showed up 14 years old with my fiddle in tow, going at their sound check, going, I know all of your tunes. And they were like, that's great. You know, not really expecting me to really know them, but I actually had learned them. And they ended up having me up on stage that night, and I played with them for a bunch of their set. And Leonard remembered me after all that time, and I had my own solo thing going, and I was touring. I toured Australia and China and Canada. And when I got back from my China tour, there was a message waiting on my answering machine asking if I would want to found this band. And I talked to him on the phone, and by the end of our first conversation, I was looking at apartments online. They had just started posting apartments online at the time. It was very newfangled and fancy.
So how old were you at the time that you joined?
I just turned 18, like, while I was driving out.
So yeah, I didn't realize, were the other members in the band, they were, most of them were older. You mentioned that Leonard was older.
Jesse's the same age as me. Jordan is a year and a half older. And Leonard is 8 years older.
Because the first recording that came out in 2003, your daughters and your sons, mm-hmm. was self-released, but it won a Juno Award nomination, I guess, and a recording contract with Sugar Hill, which took you to the second one.
That's right, yeah. And then Sugar Hill actually released our second album before they released the first one, because by that point we had changed so much that they wanted to have a more accurate representation.
So let's play something. We have another recording, and we're going to talk more with Andy Stack, who's in here as well.
Yeah, this is my solo record, and the reason I brought it is that it's actually the most recent recording with the Ducks on it. So I picked the track that's got as many of them on as possible. Leonard was on tour in Europe, so unfortunately he's not on there, but Jess is singing vocals, and Jordan's playing guitar.
So this is from your solo release, Tanya Elizabeth.
That's right.
And it's called Goods and Omens, right here on The Blend, featuring the Ducks here on a tune called Memory Like Mine, here on WDIY.
Casket in the grave. I couldn't stand it anymore.
Music from Tanya Elizabeth here on The Blend, along with the Ducks on there from a new recording hot off the presses called Gods and Omens. And Tanya Elizabeth and her husband Andy Stack, who's performing with the Ducks on tour, are both here with me in the studios. And you were telling me about the title of this, Gods and Omens. Where does that come from?
It's an anagram for demo songs. I am that nerdy. I did go to anagram.com and look it up. It's basically a behind-the-scenes look at my musical life, sort of as the last year of touring with the Ducks and then the time in between, sort of the bridge between then and now. And it's nice. The finishing touches was getting the rest of the Ducks to come in and play on it, and it really was a beautiful way of sort of capping off that little era and getting ready for this new era. The reason that we don't have any new Duck stuff right now is that we're actually working on a new album right now. So it's pretty exciting, this beginning.
And Andy Stack here in the studio also playing guitar on tour. How did you two meet? And because obviously with Tanya traveling so much.
Well, she was in New York at the time. She had a brief stint in New York where she came to try her hand at the New York session musician life. She moved up from Nashville, and she had done a gig with our friend Doug Womble, a guitar player, and a mutual friend. We went out to see him, both on our own, and it was very like one of these jazz gigs in New York on a Sunday afternoon, and there were like 10 people there, and we were two of them, and just started talking and hit it off and got together to play, and we jammed all night one night and ordered in food, and just like it was amazing.
Which club was that at?
The 55 Bar. It's a legendary jazz blues.
Prohibition era.
Great.
Yeah, it's like one of the last, you know, real clubs in that style. And that hasn't lost its grit, you know.
And so now you've been touring for how long and playing the Ducks music with them on tour?
About 5 gigs.
Oh, okay, so you're pretty
fresh.
So the
people on Wikipedia are pretty quick. I don't know who that was, but
yeah, they
caught
had
it.
Yeah, it was amazing that they had it fairly accurate. They credited you as percussion, but we know. Also, they mentioned you as a guitarist.
Okay, well, that's pretty much correct.
So you took over for Jordan McDonald. There's been some changes in the group, but kind of back to the lineup that was on the recording, The Migrations, which we heard Old Cook Pot. And such a great recording. And there was a tune on there you got to work with Tim O'Brien, who's a producer on one tune.
Well, he actually produced the entire record. And he plays on a couple of tracks, not the one that we're about to play. But it sure was a fascinating and wonderful experience working with him in Nashville. He's such a natural player. It was just really interesting to see the contrast, because the record before that we had made with Bela Fleck. And he was very much, he's so technical and very, very focused. And Tim O'Brien is such a natural, just sort of easygoing, like you can just tell in the way that he plays.
Was it Sugar Hill Records that kind of connected you with Bela Fleck, or did he find out about you in another way?
I think we had seen each other at festivals a few times. He had seen us play a few times, and I believe he contacted Sugar Hill about wanting to work with us, and they put us in touch.
So you're performing tonight, the Ducks, in an 8:30 show at the Mock Chunk Opera House in Jim Thorpe. It's a great venue, and I encourage everybody to try to get out and check out the show.
It's going to be a blast.
Thanks for being my guest this afternoon here on The Blend on WDIY.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to close out with one last tune from the Migration CD, and this is a tune called The Fox and the Bee. Music from the Ducks here on The Blend on WDIY. Thank you. You're tuned to listener-supported community public radio, WDIY, the Lehigh Valley's community NPR station, your source for NPR news, local public affairs and programming, and also outstanding mix of hand-picked music. Again, I want to thank the Ducks for stopping in, and make sure to catch your show tonight. And Jim Thorpe at the Bong Joon Copperhouse. NPR News is next with All Things Considered. This is WDIY Allentown.